Welcome to a special edition of Mino and the Mayor Operation Song on this 4th of July as you're celebrating independence, like many Americans do, where that's cooking out, the fireworks, all that kind of stuff, family, friends. We're remembering the men and women who served our country with a special edition of Mino and the Mayor. It's Operation Song. This is a group that the morning show got to know a little bit well about 7 months ago or so, six, 7 months ago. We had Operation Song on. We were able to debut a song that was written for a veteran and their story. And it touched us so much that a couple of weeks ago, we were lucky enough to have John Foti and AJ Cross, a singer-songwriter with Operation Song, come in and perform live a song entitled Welcome Home on the show. And it was so touching that after that performance, John and I and Jennifer and John Mino and Jim Schmidt said, let's do a 3-hour special on the 4th of July. We are joined today from Nashville with the CEO of Operation Song, John Foti, and also the Executive Director of Veteran Engagement with Operation Song, Mike Beyer, is here. John, Mike, thanks for being with me today.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for having us.
This is kind of cool. I've never had a chance. So, because we're a talk station, right? And every once in a while on Fridays, we play a little music. But to actually do a special that is not only music, not only patriotic music, but actually tells the stories is pretty special. So thanks for agreeing to do this. John, I want to start off with you because I had a chance to meet you just a few weeks ago. You were on the Mino and the Mayor show with AJ Cross and featured a little song, and we got to know more about Operation Song. John, give me a little of your background and a little bit of the background of Operation Song, if you would.
Yeah, so I am a Army veteran. I was in the Army as a helicopter pilot from 2012 to 2018, and I was unfortunately medically discharged at the age of 27 with type 1 diabetes, and that was kind of my introduction to the veterans community. After I got out of the Army, I tried a few things, but eventually found myself in love with nonprofit work, specifically the opportunity to serve and continue to serve my peers, but just not in uniform anymore, through the veterans nonprofit community. And it's through that that I networked with Operation Song and fell in love with the mission and vision, and started here in January with the team in order to help grow and serve more veterans nationwide. Operation Song's vision is to be able to tell the story of every veteran to every American, and that includes military personnel and their families. And our founder, Bob Regan, in 2012, doing Armed Forces tours, learned that veterans have incredible stories to tell. And Bob Regan, at that point, was an incredible, you know, award-winning and nominated songwriter in Nashville. Had written several number one hits, you know, tons of top chart hits. And he started dedicating his own personal time and money into Operation Song as the founder in order to tell veteran stories. And the experience is extremely cathartic and powerful, but it's also very important for Americans to know and understand the sacrifice of veterans and their families. And that's what's really great about, you know, our partnership with you guys being able to be on the show is because, of course, we're always looking to serve more veterans, but we also have a responsibility to try and share those stories with more Americans so that they don't forget the sacrifice of veterans and their families.
As someone who has not been in the military, and you know, obviously my father was in the Korean War and all that kind of stuff, so, but he never talked about it. So I never really had a one-on-one with a veteran who actually went through anything like that. And so joining the Mino and the Mayor program was my first shot at hearing these stories one-on-one from veterans and realizing how different life is for them. Even being back now and being reacclimated to, you know, quote unquote civilian life, I'm not sure that you ever necessarily get there according to the stories I've heard, but those stories have been just eye-opening for me. I can never 100% truly understand what it's like to serve and be in combat and all of that kind of stuff. But when you hear those personal stories, it just means so much. And for me, Operation Song has been a way to hear more stories of more veterans in a very unique way. So I think it's outstanding.
Yeah. And that's the mission of Operation Song. Operation Song's mission is to empower veterans, military personnel, and their families through the power in the process of songwriting. And so veterans like your father, right, they in the past might not have had a platform to be able to share their story. And, you know, Mike is our executive director of veteran engagement has said this to me. Bob Regan, our founder, has said this to me that, you know, there's things veterans will put in a song that they won't just tell their family. Right. And that's the power of music. That's the power of songwriting. And that's what Operation Song really aims to do nationwide.
Mike, can you share a little bit about your background and how you got involved with Operation Song?
Yeah, absolutely. I served for 21 years in the Army, 14 of those years with the 101st Airborne, just up the road here from Nashville. And I came back from Afghanistan and was going through retirement myself. And I had been invited to a retreat here in Nashville by Bob Regan, and didn't have any clue about songwriting. And, you know, I thought Toby Keith and all those guys wrote all their own songs. I didn't know these heroes, you know, such as songwriters existed. And so I got paired with two really great guys that day, Travis Meadows and Mark Beeson, and, you know, sat down. It was really easy. They said, "Hey, just tell me about yourself." And so, you know, I still a little skeptical. I gave them my elevator pitch of my 21 years and mentioned that, you know, I'd just gotten back from my son's graduation from basic training, and they picked up on that. And I kind of just told that story, how that was since I was retiring, that was the very last time that I wore my uniform, was standing there with my son. And, you know, they could tell that was something really important to me. So the whole time Travis is writing down every single word I'm saying, word for word, you know. In the span of about 45 minutes, he picks up a guitar and starts singing this song back to me. It's about me and my son. And it was such an incredible experience. That was back in 2013. But it was such an incredible experience that it really helped me process a lot of things and work through a struggling, you know, a time that I really struggled with. And, you know, for veterans, one thing that Operation Song does, and I've said this to veterans a lot, is that we can sit around and feel sorry for ourselves, and we can sit around and let these things continue to beat us. But one, we were never trained to be defeated. We were trained to win in combat, and that correlates over into life experience as well. And sometimes we think that the life that we lived then was just this amazing thing where we got to deploy all across the world and have these adventures and blow stuff up and do all this cool stuff. And we sometimes think, man, how can we top that? You know, we think that's the pinnacle of our life. And the truth is, it doesn't have to be. You know, the truth is, we just got to write another chapter, you know. And Operation Song is really an integral part of that. We help them not only process through some of the things that they may be struggling with from that previous chapter, but we give them a little bit of hope and incorporate that into the song. And we've seen for a lot of veterans that come through there, and I included, it turned my life around, and it gave me hope. It gave me purpose again. And I've been with the organization pretty much from the beginning. And it's amazing to see the transformation that it makes in veterans' lives and in their families' lives, because these songs are not just for the veterans. They're a gift to these families, because just as we were talking a minute ago, just like your dad, you know, he didn't talk about these things, you know, and maybe he didn't have that platform, but Operation Song allows them that, and it gives that gift of that story of knowing your family member better through a song.
And that is why we're here today, to feature some of these songs and tell some of these stories. We're going to start off with a song we actually just performed live a couple of weeks ago on Mino and the Mayor. AJ Cross and Mark Bonavets actually wrote this song. It's called Welcome Home. Mark is a retired Army veteran. The song honors and tells the story of Mark's grandfather, who served in World War II, and his father, who was a Vietnam veteran.
Just a kid flying overseas, not knowing about the man he'd be, learning about the fear of the unknown. As quick as it became so real, from boot camp to the battlefield, they never taught you how to let it go. They signed you out and sent you home. And everyone thinks they know when they say, welcome home. We've got a lot to catch up on. It's been so long since you've been gone, but they'll never understand you've given up for them. Welcome home, your family's all around you now, and your boots are back on solid ground. Oh, but they'll never know. Welcome home. Sometimes it's not what you hoped, what to do, where to go. Living in an empty rat race town. Cause back home no one's got your six, the kind of trust that don't exist. Unless you're with your brothers downrange going live. Jump on. It's been so long since you've been gone, but they'll never understand what you've given up for them. Welcome home, your family's all around you now, and your boots are back on solid ground. Oh, but they'll never know. Welcome home. Town big parade. Oh, but your brother came home as a folded up flag. Welcome home, we've got a lot to catch up on. It's been so long since you've been gone, but they'll never understand what you've given up for them. Welcome home, your family's all around. And your boots are back on solid ground. Oh, but they'll never know. Welcome home.
Welcome home, AJ Cross, Mark Bonovitz, right here on Mino and the Mayor on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. A very special edition of Mino and the Mayor on this 4th of July. Glad to have John Foti, CEO of Operation Song, and Mike Beyer, the Executive Director of Veteran Engagement, with us today. We've got more information about Operation Song, a little bit about John and Mike's story, and then we're going to feature a lot more music this morning on this special edition of Mino and the Mayor. Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song, back in just a bit. Welcome back to this July 4th edition of the show. You're listening to Mino and the Mayor. Operation Song. Operation Song. We are featuring a ton of great songs today. These songs are written by singer-songwriters who take the story of our veterans and turn them into words and music. And I'm telling you, everyone that I've heard so far has blown me away and usually caused me to shed a few tears. I won't lie about that. I want to start this segment off. And by the way, we'll speak more with John Foti, the CEO of Operation Song, and Mike Beyer, the Executive Director of Veteran Engagement with Operation Song, in just a bit. But first, I wanted to play another song. This one's actually called Good Pilot, Good Co-Pilot, and it's written by Steve Williams and Richard Stroud. Richard is a World War II and Korea veteran. He landed a single-engine aircraft on a carrier in the middle of a hurricane. And this is the story that came out of that. Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song.
How do you fly a Piper Cub? You're 15, not old enough. Speed down the runway, lift her up. Is that how you do it? How'd you join? Where did you sign? Lay your life on the line. You turned 17, never looked behind. Like nothing to it. One day you're South Pacific bound. Machine gunner. Next day you're racing through the clouds. Kinda makes me wonder, how do you live to be 90? silver wings, 18 months of learning how to fly. Oh, but anyway the wind blows, you gotta have a good co-pilot. How'd you land that Navy plane on a carrier in a hurricane? 40-foot waves, that's insane. Just a time or two. Without him you wouldn't have survived. I guess anyway the wind blows, gotta have a good co-pilot. When they wave you off the last six times, you're lucky seven. Nine cables down, you hit number nine. Thank God in heaven, how do you live to be 93? Fight two wars, make it home alive in one piece. Say you had a helping hand, your plane only seats one man. You just smile and point a little higher. Say anyway the wind blows, you gotta have a good co-pilot. You know anyway the wind blows, you gotta have a good co-pilot.
Williams and Richard Stroud, good co-pilot on Mino and the Mayor Operation Song on WGBW and WISS. Special edition of the show today, again featuring folks from Operation Song, John Foti, CEO of Operation Song, and Mike Beyer, who's the Executive Director of Veteran Engagement. Mike, you have actually, you mentioned earlier, you had a song written and recorded and produced about your story. I listen to these songs and I am deeply touched by them. My question to you is, when you first heard your song, how did you react? What were the emotions you were feeling?
Yeah, well, I just, you know, that was still such an emotional time for me. One, I was, you know, I was getting out of the military and I'm thinking, man, that was my life. That was my existence. And I didn't want my son to join. I wanted him to have an easier life. You know, I didn't want to see him do the things I'd done. But that's what he wanted to do. So we fought up till the day he left for basic training about that. But when that song, when he played that song back to me and it was my words and, you know, he just put it into the structure of a song, it really kind of became for me like that passing of the torch moment. And I viewed that time with my son as the last time I wore my uniform. I viewed that as my retirement ceremony. And I broke down. I was in tears. I sent the song to my son right after he was stationed down at Fort Hood and he was with his soldiers. And he calls me up and he says, "Well, thanks a lot, Dad." And I was like, "What? You didn't like the song?" He goes, "No, I love the song." He goes, "But you made me cry in front of all my soldiers, you know?" So it's just so amazing. You know, I mean, music is part of the military history anyway. You know, we run to Jody's, we sing songs, we march to Cadence, we do PT to Cadence. You know, we march around on the parade field to different calls from the band and the bugle, you know, so why not use music to help us heal and help us process, you know?
John Foti, CEO of Operation Song. I was just going to talk about the fact that music is just, it's barrier breaking. Everybody can somehow relate to music. This just seems like a really great experience, again, not only for the veterans and the listeners and the families. I'm going to guess, John, that the songwriters get a lot out of this as well.
Oh, it's extremely powerful for the songwriters and often just as helpful, right? To be able to hear their stories and for that to be able to impact them and truly have a lasting impact on the way they approach storytelling and songwriting in many cases. We have a lot of songwriters on our roster and many of them have incredible, number one hits, top charts. And we hear from them often that some of their favorite songs and songwriting sessions have come with the veterans through our program.
Do you have an idea of how many veterans you've served in this way already?
So I think that'd be the best question for Mike in terms of, because he's, of course, been here for many of those songs. On our advertising, we definitely promote that we've written over 1,800 songs, and that includes veterans and their families. But the impact of that song also extends to their loved ones, to their friends, to their peers in the Army and out of the military. And so we've surely impacted thousands of veterans and their families.
All right, Mike, I want to hear your perspective on this as well. We're going to take a quick break here on Mino and the Mayor Operation Song on this 4th of July. Very special program today. Very great music we're featuring. And more of that music, more conversation with John Foti and Mike Beyer from Operation Song, still to come on Mino and the Mayor. Happy 4th of July from Mino and the Mayor. John and Jim, of course, off today, but they're wishing you a great day, whether you've got time planned with family and friends, some fireworks, cookout, all that good stuff. We're remembering the men and women who have served our country with a very special edition of Mino and the Mayor. This is Mino and the Mayor Operation Song, and we're featuring the songs that the organization Operation Song have created. It's created this with great singers and songwriters telling the stories of actual veterans. John Foti, CEO of Operation Song, is with us today. And Mike Beyer is the Executive Director of Veteran Engagement and also a recipient of one of the songs that was written. We'll get to that song a little bit later on. I want to start off with a song right now. This one's called Old Glory. It was written by Cindy Morgan and Kimberly Mitchell. Now, Kimberly is a USN veteran. Wrote the song about her experience with taking Vietnam veterans to the wall during an honor flight. You want to get emotional? Listen to the music and hear the lyrics of this song on Mino and the Mayor Operation Song.
They boarded a flight, Old Glory, turning back time to 73. They buckled up, pretty soon they touched down. This place to most of us is hallowed ground. They went to see Lincoln, took pics on the mall, paid respects to the greatest generation of all. They knelt at the wall and they took off their caps for their Vietnam brothers who never came back. 58,178, they tried to count them. Welcome home. Back on Old Glory, the stories poured out. decades now. Oh, what a healing to let it all go. Oh, surrounded by brothers who know what you know. 58,178 for every soldier. This moment can't wait. You're etched in our memories. Let history atone. Thank you for all that you gave. Welcome home. Their bodies were sore, and Old Glory she landed, and they got up for the door. A crowd of 200,000 or more, oh, with tears and great cheers for these heroes of. Welcome home,
welcome home, welcome home, welcome home,
welcome home,
welcome home, welcome home, welcome home,
welcome home,
welcome home, welcome home,
welcome home,
welcome home, welcome home, welcome home, welcome home.
If you are not somehow touched by the song and the lyrics and the story of Kimberly Mitchell, a USN veteran, on that song, Old Glory, I'm not sure exactly what to say to you. Special edition of Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song, on this 4th of July. Before we went to break and before we played that song, I was talking with John about the number of veterans that have been served through Operation Song. And John, you had mentioned that Mike may have a grasp of this as well. Mike Beyer, Executive Director of Veteran Engagement. Mike, how do you answer that? What's the number on the number of veterans that Operation Song has served?
There's ripple effects to all of this. You know, it's really hard to quantify how many we've helped. I mean, we could say, you know, we've written 815 songs since 2012, and so we can capture that. But the truth of that is some of those songs are group songs to where they were written with, you know, four or five veterans, you know. But the impact of that, you know, we count veterans served as well as veterans that, you know, have had their lives touched, or the family members who have had their lives changed through knowing their, you know, family members better. I can tell you that every time I go somewhere and I perform my song about me and my son, every single time somebody comes up afterwards and they say, man, that's me and my dad's song, or that's me and my son's song. And, you know, so many of these songs are relatable. And you mentioned earlier just about knowing the experiences. And, you know, our songs aren't always about combat experience. In fact, very few are ever about combat experience. We don't encourage that. They talk about whatever they want. But we've had the perspective of a guy who, he was a bugler, and he played, you know, he had to play taps for hundreds of funerals, you know, and you think that wouldn't impact you. You know, it was hard on him. We had another guy who he was in mortuary affairs, something with mortuary affairs, but he was literally the last person who would interact and see the soldier after they passed away. You know, he put their uniform on him, he put their medals on him. And so there's so many different layers to this. And we're not capturing just the combat story. We're capturing the whole picture of the military from every perspective, through a child's perspective, through a spouse, a mother, a Gold Star father, everybody who serves. So it's really a great historical collection of the military and as a whole.
Stetson wrapped in cavalry, A&M to the bone. Blue-eyed kid from Albany made Texas a home. He was born to lead, he was always right up front. First into the fight, cause that's where the fight was won. He's still watching over us today. I can almost hear him say, "Well, the road goes on forever. It ain't all worth no play. Love conquers all. Fortune favors the brave. Won't rain today." Two-stepping Irish boy, spurs on his boots, bagpipes and fiddles with an Aggie's attitude. When the work is done and it's time for cutting loose, be the first to buy around a shiner bar or two. He's still watching over us today. I can almost hear him say, "Well, the road goes on forever. It ain't all worth no play. Love conquers all. Fortune favors the brave. Don't give up on tomorrow. No, don't give up on tomorrow. Well, the road goes on forever. It ain't all worth no play. Love conquers all. Fortune favors.
Won't Rain Today, Tom McElvain and Jack Clark, a song about Jack's son, LTC Todd Clark, who was killed in Afghanistan. Now The Fighter, written by Jamie Floyd and Corey Ron. It's Corey's story of her struggle as a survivor of overcoming sexual assault during her service in the Air Force. Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song.
You wouldn't know, cause I don't say it when you push it down. Nothing changes, yeah, keeping it all inside. Won't get you to the other side. But now I know, the shame I felt wasn't mine. I forgive myself, you just have to give it time. Little by little you realize, pain feels big when it's happening, but it's not. The fighter in me won't give up, cause I believe too much. Oh, and I believe I survive, cause there's a fighter in me. On the darker days, the mirror lies, it shows me someone I don't recognize. maybe you can't see it yet, but there's joy if you just hold on. I'm living proof when I should be gone. Pain feels big when it's happening, but it's not too big for the fight.
Jamie Floyd and Corey Ron today on Mino and the Mayor and Operation Song on this 4th of July. We've got more very intense, very incredible songs to share today. More from John Fody of Operation Song and Mike Beyer of Operation Song in just a bit. Welcome back to this very special edition of Mino and the Mayor on this 4th of July, Operation Song. We are celebrating and sharing the music from Operation Song, which is an organization that takes experiences of veterans from the United States and creates this wonderful music. And I will tell you, John Fody, CEO of Operation Song, and Mike Beyer, the Executive Director of Veteran Engagement with Operation Song, when Chase sent me this, Chase from Operation Song sent me the songs, and I had a chance to listen to them, I was obviously moved by them. But hearing them again, I moved one more time. There's a line of words, maybe there's a stanza or a line in the song, and I'm doing just fine. And then I hear that one thing, and it kind of takes me over the edge, and I can't help myself. This stuff is very powerful.
That's the power of music. And kind of like Mike mentioned, right, it's so ingrained in military. Unfortunately, I've been to a few active duty service funerals and ceremonies, you know, when I was at the 101st and in Fort Rucker, Alabama. And you kind of see that as well, too, right? Music has this ability to kind of reach through emotions and touch your heart. A lot of people won't start crying until the music comes on. Right. And you could listen to the speeches, you could listen to the family, you can watch the images. But when the music starts and now it's just you reflecting through the music on the story, on the situation, it hits deep. And so these songs are incredibly powerful. Many of them are also incredibly uplifting and inspiring and motivating. You know, some of them make you want to kick down a door and enlist in the Army yourself. Right. And so I think it takes you through the full spectrum of emotions like any music does. I joke with people all the time that we've probably written over 100 number one hits. America just doesn't know it yet. But more important to us even is the content within the song, right? So that's what's interesting about our organization is that we take veterans through this songwriting process, but the song isn't necessarily the output. The impact of the song on the family and the veteran is the output. That's what we measure. Anything beyond that is just a cherry on top. If it happens to be a great song, if it does well on Facebook or Instagram, like none of that matters as much as the change and the impact of the veteran and their family and giving them an incredible songwriting process and the outcomes from the songwriting process. And so, you know, maybe we have 100 hits that people just like you, people around the country would listen to and love and cry and cherish, but the service to the veteran and their family comes first. And now it's like opportunities for this to be able to share those songs and hope that we can impact Americans to care and understand about veterans and their sacrifices, and possibly even take action to serve more veterans and their families in their communities, out of their homes, through their families, or whatever the case may be.
Coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk a little bit about how our listeners today, whether they're listening live on this 4th of July to Mino and the Mayor Operation Song, or maybe they're listening back to the podcast down the road. Either way, our listeners, our social media fans, how they can get involved and help Operation Song serve the veterans who have already served our country. Time for another great song. This one's called Good on My Own. It's written by Jesse Lee and Arthur Pettit. It describes Art's struggle with addiction after service and also celebrates his recovery after a career in combat as an Army Green Beret. Good on My Own on Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song.
Here I am getting help again for what used to be my only friend. But you just left scars and whiskey dents and brought me to my knees. You morphed my mind and changed my soul. My hands shook 'cause I'd need you so. I've lost love in a pretty home with your control of me. But now I see the cold hard truth of who you are and what you do. Like a mistress, you undress all my weakness and use me up. You get a medal, you black label devil, for making this a rebel. Sorry, you know what? I thought I needed you to live, but I don't. Turns out I live pretty damn good on my own. Without you in my morning cup, my eyes are clear when I wake up. I can finally feel, and that's enough to keep me wanting more. My kids believe the words I say. My love will stay another day, 'cause I'm sober as a jay, and it ain't you I'm fighting for. I've chased your high and felt your low, but I'm cutting you off and I'm letting you go. 'Cause like a mistress, you undress all my weakness and use me up. You get a medal, you black label devil, for making this a rebel. Sorry, you know what? I thought I needed you to live, but I don't. Turns out I live pretty damn good on my own. Without a pill that numbs my thinking, without the handles I'd be drinking, it's a new page that I'm turning, and I like this better version. Without my mistress and God as my witness, I'm through with all this. I've had enough. I'll take a medal, you black label devil, 'cause I've passed the levels and sobered up. I thought I needed you to live, but I don't. Turns out I live pretty damn good. Thought you'd win me back, but you won't. Turns out I live pretty damn good on my own.
Jesse Lee and Arthur Pettit, Good on My Own, part of Mino and the Mayor Operation Song on this 4th of July on 97.9 and 1590 AM WGBW and 98.3 and 1100 AM WISS. It's a special edition of Mino and the Mayor. The guys have off, and whatever you've got going on for the holiday, please do it safely. But please stick around. We've got two more hours of great music and great stories and great information about Operation Song on the way. Right here on Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song.